Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Family, let's pray. Father God, we thank you once again for this awesome day to come together to listen to your word, to study your word, to be your word. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that's here to guide us, to encourage us, to teach us. Holy Spirit, think through my mind, speak through my lips, that I would clearly state those things that we need to hear so that we can continue to grow from faith to faith. Satan, we put you on notice again that you're defeated and under our feet. You cannot cause any confusion, strife, or discord in the mighty name of Jesus. And as always, Father, we'll be very careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Thank you, Father. In that name that is above every name, the name of our Savior and soon returning King, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, family, we are going to continue with our teaching entitled The Battle in Your Mind, Keeping Sexually Pure. Last week, we started on principle number 2, which is Bible knowledge used properly always wins battles. The scriptures tell us to get knowledge, but above all, get understanding, because you cannot apply knowledge until you understand how it works. Again, it is our responsibility to study God's word and then rightly divide the truth so that we can apply God's word to our life. This requires our individual time and effort, which will be a blessing to you, your family, and the generations to come. Amen. Now, listener, If this is your first time with us, this teaching started on July 4th, so please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the previous radio programs now archived under our radio broadcast page, and then you'll have a complete picture of the study that we've been into for a few weeks. All right, let's turn to John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32. I will be quoting from the Living Bible unless otherwise stated. John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32. We're talking about principle number 2, Bible knowledge used properly always wins battles. John chapter 8, starting with verse 31. Jesus said to them, "You are truly my disciples if you live as I tell you to. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Now, there's two key elements to this scripture, and I want to highlight the first part of it, which says, "Truly, you are truly my disciples if you live as I tell you to." Now, coming to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord makes you a disciple in that you have received Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. But notice that Jesus is telling us that we are truly his disciples if we live according to his word. So you have not yet gone to that point in your life if you have not yet been living in his word. So to become a true disciple of Jesus Christ, it requires us to live in his word. And the way you live in his word is first finding out what the word of God says. So that means you're going to obtain some knowledge. Then you're going to obtain understanding. You're going to know what that word means for you as a Christian. And then, most importantly, you're going to live that word out in your life. The second statement in that scripture that's very important is that the truth will set you free. The truth, which is the word of God, will set you free. It will set you free from sin and the effects of living a sinful lifestyle, and which is death. Let's go to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Just a little bit of information regarding this freedom in the Word of God and choosing to live a lifestyle of sin. It says in Romans 6, 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." When we choose to live in sin, we are bringing death upon ourselves. That's why the warning is there in Romans, to let us know that we should be choosing to live according to God's word so that we can live in his eternal life through Jesus our Christ. Amen. All right, let's continue with Romans chapter 6. We're going to read verses 4 through 14. It is a large passage, but it has exactly the information we need in order to learn or apply the Bible knowledge properly, which will win battles in our individual lives. So starting with verse number 4, it says, "Your old sin-loving nature was buried with him," referring to Jesus, "by baptism when he," referring to Jesus, "died. And when God the Father with glorious power brought him," referring to Jesus, "back to life again, you were given this wonderful new life to enjoy." Verse number 5, "For you have become a part of him," again referring to Jesus, "and so you died with him, so to speak, when he died, and now you share his new life and shall rise as he did." Verse number 6, now, this really is the key verse in this passage, which I will come back to later. But pay close attention, listener. It says in verse number 6, "Your old evil desires were nailed to the cross with him. That part of you that loves to sin was crushed and fatally wounded, so that your sin-loving body is no longer under sin's control, no longer needs to be a slave to sin." Continuing with verse number 7, "For when you are deadened to sin, you are freed from all its allure and its power over you. And since your old sin-loving nature died with Christ, we know that you will share his new life. Christ rose from the dead and will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. He died once for all to end sin's power, but now he lives forever in unbroken fellowship with God. So, look upon your old sin nature as dead and unresponsive to sin, and instead be alive to God, alert to him through Jesus Christ our Lord." Verse 12, "Do not let sin control your puny body any longer. Do not give in to its sinful desires. Do not let any part of your bodies become tools of wickedness to be used for sinning, but give yourselves completely to God, every part of you, for you are back from death and you want to be tools in the hands of God, to be used for his good purposes. Sin need never again be your master, for now you are no longer tied to the law where sin enslaves you, but you are free under God's favor and mercy." Amen and amen to that. Family, this whole passage is letting us know, first of all, that as a result of receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we have been set free from the sin nature. However, notice that the whole passage is saying is you have to be responsible for keeping yourself focus on God's word and staying out of sin. God is not coming down and keeping you from, stopping you from sinning. He has given you the power, authority, and dominion over Satan, and it is up to you from your free will to say no to sin. I want us to go back to verse number 6 because I want to repeat that one verse again, which is so important in each Christian's life. Christians, I'm not talking about the sinner. I'm talking about Christians. Because remember, this book was written for the children of God. Yes, people who do not know Christ can read from it and probably benefit from it, but they cannot get the full understanding because this information is written for the children of God. And so when this warning or caution is given to us, it's because he wants his children to be successful in this earth realm. Satan is about his ugly business, and if we do not put up a hedge around ourselves, that being the Word of God, then we are going to fall for his deception, his schemes, and his tactics. Verse number 6 again. Your old evil desires were nailed to the cross with him, that being Jesus. That part of you that loves to sin was crushed and fatally wounded, so that your sin-loving body is no longer under sin's control, no longer needs to be a slave to sin. Understand this, no longer needs to be a slave to sin. So we have the authority, power, and dominion to say no to sin. So we don't have to fall into sin. But if we choose to, we can, even as Christians. So it is our responsibility to keep ourselves from sinning, and that is by using the Word of God over our lives on a continuous basis. Let's drop down to verse number 12, another key verse in this passage. It says, do not let sin control your puny body any longer. Do not give in to its sinful desires. Wow. That is letting us know that we have the choice and we have the responsibility to say no to sin. Let's go on to verse 13. Do not let any part of your bodies become tools of wickedness to be used for sinning, but give yourselves completely to God, every part of you. Again, we are the ones that have to say no to sin. We're the ones that are going to say these bodies are going to be tools for Jesus the Christ, the Heavenly Father, through his word. We are not going to continue to sin as we did when we did not know Jesus as our Savior and Lord. What a powerful passage this is, because it really lets us know we are in control as a result of our salvation package in Jesus. So family, Christians, those of you that are involved in things that are not in line with the Word of God, it's your time to stand up and say, you know what, I have the authority, power, and dominion in Jesus to stop. And then make a decision to stop, ask for forgiveness, and move forward in Christ. It is as simple as that. Thank you, Lord. And then continue to wash yourself, your mind, renewing it with the Word of God, so that it becomes easier to say no. The more you study God's Word and understand the beauty of His Word and the wonderful blessings in His Word that are provided to you, the more you're going to want to stay away from that lifestyle of sin, which is just worry, stress, anxiety, a lot of drama, all that mess. You're not even going to want to get near it anymore because you got the life that God provided for you in Jesus. Amen. All right, let's continue. Let's read from the book of James, chapter 1, just one verse, verse 25. Again, we're talking about biblical principle number 2. Bible knowledge used properly always wins battles. So not only are we going to get the knowledge, but then we're going to use it correctly, so that it can apply to our life and we can be successful when those trials, tests, temptations come against us. You know he's coming. Satan is unrelenting. So you know you have to step up to the plate and speak the word over that situation so Satan can back off. All right, James chapter 1, verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, that being God's word, continues in it, and it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. Wow. All right. I'm going to highlight a couple of things in here so we're clear as to what we have and what we must do. First of all, it says, he who looked into the perfect law of liberty. Now, this perfect law of liberty is referring to God's holy word, the Holy Bible, his scriptures. But then it says, just don't look at God's word. It says, and continues in it, referring to God's word. So after we have obtained the knowledge, because we've been hearing the word, studying the word, then after we have studied God's word, that word of God that is perfect, then we're going to continue in it. And the way you continue in it is by not just studying and stopping there, but then applying the word to our life. And notice that we have to continue in it. It's not a one-time thing. It's not only on Sundays. It's a lifestyle. But when you do continue in it, it says, this one will be blessed in what he does. There's a beautiful scripture in the book of Psalm, chapter 1. I believe we read it earlier on when we first started this lesson. And it says that everything we touch shall prosper. That's a result of studying the word, doing the word, and then as a result of that, everything we touch prospers. Amen. And that's spirit, soul, and body. Not just a spiritual blessing, and thank God for that because that is the most important thing, but everything else that goes along with living on this earth realm will be a blessing to you. Finances, health, relationships with family members, your profession, your job site, whatever it is that you get involved in as you do your living here in this earth realm, it will be a blessing. It will be something that will get, when you get up, you'll say, praise God, another day full of blessings and manifestations of those promises that God has given me in his word. Amen, amen. All right. Now, I'm going to give you a caution, listener. Today, I caution every listener today that you do not know something until you are doing it and then benefiting from your action. In other words, memorizing God's word, quoting it, and quoting it is not enough. You must apply God's word to your life by speaking it and doing it on a consistent basis. Then the blessings of God will manifest and overtake you in life. You will not need to pray for the blessings to come because you will be living in a continuous blessed state. This is a direct result of you living in God's word based on Bible knowledge and understanding. Every Christian should live a lifestyle of obedience to the word of God, not just quote Bible scriptures out of a religious obligation. That's my caution to you, listener. And I know that if you just make an effort to read the word, to study it, and then apply it, my goodness, you're going to see a transformation in your life that you've never seen before. And for those of you that are already doing these things, continue, because it only gets better. There is no level of maturity that cannot even get more understanding, better lifestyle in the Heavenly Father. Remember, there is no end. We want it to continue to grow, like the scriptures say, from faith to faith. Amen. All right, let's continue with our third principle of this teaching, which is ignorance and victory cannot cohabitate. Again, principle number three, ignorance and victory cannot cohabitate. When it comes to things of God, what you do not know and or do not apply will kill you graveyard dead. Satan will make sure of that because he is always seeking for someone he may devour. This is the reason why he fights you when you decide to read and study the Bible. He will distract you with the issues of life. He will cause you to get lazy or fall asleep so that you will give up and not take the time to learn what God has provided for you in Jesus. Satan wants God's people ignorant of their legal rights in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. This is the key to what Satan is up to when it comes to Christians. Satan wants God's people ignorant of their legal rights in Jesus Christ. The scriptures tell us that Satan is defeated and under our feet. He is no he no longer has any power over the children of God. But if we do not study to know what Jesus has done for us, we will not operate in the authority, power, and dominion that Jesus has provided for us through salvation. This is so critical, family. We have to not only study, but we have to have some understanding. So, ignorance and victory cannot cohabitate. Let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. I will be reading out of the New King James Bible version of the Bible. So it will be the New King James for Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." Here is the key phrase to this whole scripture. First of all, he's not talking to the sinner. God is speaking to his people because the beginning of the verse says, "My people are destroyed." So we know that in Jesus Christ, we got the victory. When we received him as our Savior and Lord, we received eternal life, and our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. But if you do not understand the Word of God and do not apply it to your life here in this earth realm, Satan will beat you left and right. He will keep you broke down, beat down. So what we have to do as the children of the Most High God is to get this knowledge. Again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, the key part of this verse follows, because we'll say, well, wow, if I'm missing some information, how can I be successful? Well, notice what the verse says following that sentence. Because you have rejected knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge. All right, family. It doesn't mean that we don't have the knowledge available to us. God made it very available to us. In fact, it took men and women of God to put the Holy Scriptures together, and it cost people's lives to put the Holy Bible together. So it's not as if we don't have the knowledge. It's that we have rejected the knowledge. Now, you may be rejecting the knowledge because you don't have the understanding of the Word. You haven't taken the time to study. You're not in a church home where they're teaching the Word. You need to go to where they're teaching the Word, and then you need to spend some time, private time, to study out what is being taught to you. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. When you are listening to this program, I want you to write down the verses. That's why I'm giving you the verses. So you can write them down, take notes, and then in your own private time, you check me out to make sure that my information that I'm giving you lines up with the way God operates. If it does not line up with what God says in his Word, then you don't need to follow through. Go where they're teaching you the uncompromising Word of God. But family, you're going to need to take time to study on your own. It's not enough to listen to the pastor or the teacher or the minister. You need some private time between you and your Heavenly Father. Again, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge." So let's not reject the knowledge that God has provided for us in his Holy Scriptures. get to studying. Pay attention. When they're giving you information, write it down. Hear the word on a continuous basis, and you will be so blessed as a result of. Amen. All right, let's go to the second scripture, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. I'll be going back to the Living Bible translation. Isaiah 5, 13. Therefore, I will send you into exile far away because you neither know or care that I have done so much for you. Your great and honored men will starve, and the common people will die of thirst. Again, I'm going to read the first portion of that scripture. Therefore, oh my goodness, our time is up. But I do want to encourage you to come back next Wednesday at 9:30, and we will continue our study on the battle in your mind.
Thank you for sharing this time with us, and if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net. and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.